If a Latino man shoots and kills a black teenager in a hoodie, was the crime racially motivated? That's the question many Americans were asking last year after Trayvon Martin, an unarmed African-American teenager, was killed by George Zimmerman, a self-appointed neighborhood watchman. Inside the Sanford, Florida courtroom where Zimmerman is being tried for second-degree murder, prosecutors have described Zimmerman as violent, overenthusiastic, profane, but they've stopped short of calling him a racist. The judge has made it clear that statements about race and phrases like racial profiling will be strictly limited, and race has become the elephant in the room. Dr. Jeffrey Ann Wilder is an assistant professor of sociology at the University of North Florida. She has been following the trial and says race should not be left out of the equation. Welcome, Dr. Wilder.
Hi, how are you, Kelly?
Fine. Since you say race should not be left out of the equation, how has it played out in the trial so far?
I think that in the trial so far, as you mentioned, it's the elephant in the room. It's something that people have been instructed not to talk about. But because people have been instructed not to talk about it, it's definitely sort of been the ghost, if you will, still looming within a lot of the things that we've seen within the testimony. What I think that has been the most salient as far as race within the trial has been the testimony of Rachel Gentile.
We have sound of that, of Rachel Gentile testifying, and let's take a listen to that.
Yes, I asked him how the man looked like. He just told me the man looked creepy. And
he said the man looked creepy.
Creepy white. Okay. Excuse my language, cracker.
But even that was sort of shunted aside in the general discussion. And I wonder if that has to do with the fact that the judge said you can say that Trayvon Martin was profiled, but you cannot say that he was racially profiled.
Well, again, it's tough. I think a lot of people want to sidestep, you know, these things related to race. But to use the term cracker, of course, to use the N-word, all of these things are heavily loaded historically with race. So even though we don't necessarily know if there was profiling taking place at that time, it's been racialized. So the actors involved, the words involved, the language used, all of these things have been racialized, even though, you know, we don't necessarily know. We can't talk to Trayvon Martin. We're not sure if we're going to hear from Zimmerman or not. Even though profiling may or may not have been a part of that particular situation, the racialization of interaction definitely was something that I believe was there and still exists even in the trial.
Well, there are those who say that the judge was right to put this outside of the trial and to make certain that everybody stays on point and doesn't discuss it. Do we have now really two different trials going on? Because in the media and around the water cooler, the issue of race is really what the Trayvon Martin case is about, what the George Zimmerman trial is about. But others say no.
Absolutely. You have this narrative that's taking place in the courtroom where you have to avoid race. But then you've got this counter narrative happening, as you mentioned, at the water cooler on social media. The counter narrative is definitely heavily laden with race. You know, there are some folks that operate from the ideology that we're a post-racial society. I disagree with that. You know, we can't forget about the residual effects of our racial history. Yes, we've come quite a long way in our society, but these types of events remind us constantly about our history.
People are already concerned about George Zimmerman being found not guilty and what impact that would have on a community that views this case very much as one based in race. What's your response to that?
I think that regardless of the verdict, it already has had an impact. The fact that we're talking about this now, the discussions continue. We don't know what's going to happen. We're not sure what the verdict's going to be. Regardless of the verdict, I think that, again, this case has brought to the forefront of our society, which I think has in so many ways tried to put race in the backdrop as well in the way in which this trial has. It's brought that back to the forefront of discussion.
Dr. Jeffrey Ann Wilder is assistant professor of sociology at the University of North Florida.
Thank you.